Welcome back to Tiny Twists with Emma. As you know, these tiny twists are just here, short form, to help you get a better understanding of what goes on in my mind. And what's on my mind these days? Clutter. That's right. All the stuff that fills up your house that you have to see day to day. And everybody has a different relationship with clutter. Everybody sees it differently. But how I see it depends on also how I'm feeling. For instance, Christmas time or the holidays brings on a particular, I don't know, boxed in feeling where I feel like I can't escape clutter. And so before the holiday season, I always try and do some purging. And I love a good organizational purge of stuff. This podcast is really dedicated to helping you and giving you 3 tools on different ways you can purge your stuff and organize, declutter, whatever it is. Now, I know we're a little bit late, but we're going into January, and there is a good chance that you might be feeling the same things I'm feeling, especially after going through the unwrapping of gifts and having all that extra stuff. So, here are the 3 tools that you can use that have helped me along my way of decluttering. Number one, I love mess. If you haven't heard of her before, Marie Kondo and the Marie Kondo method has been a gift to the world. She is a woman who loves mess because she gets to clean it up. Now, you can find more information on the Marie Kondo method, but for the most part, this method includes thanking the items that have served us, really holding them, feeling them, seeing what works, and then letting go. And I know that the process of letting go of physical things that we own can be a tough one. And so really be discerning with this practice. If you're not ready, you're not ready. I'm not going to force you. Number 2, the 4-box method. Now, this method is where you set up 4 boxes. You have a keep box, you have a donate or sell box, you have a storage box, and then you have the trash box. More often than not, my stuff ends up in the trash just because we don't need it. Now, I'm not to say that I am this big waster, but at the same time, a lot of this stuff, nobody's going to want anyways. Like, it's got holes in it. You don't even give that away. So, number 3, the minimalist game. Now, this is a fun way to purge. So, if you have a family that you want to get in on the game, you get rid of 1 thing on the first day of the month. So maybe you start January 1st. Okay, we're past January 1st. Maybe you start, oh no, we haven't gone past January 1st. I'm just kidding. So you start January 1st. Get rid of 1 thing. Maybe it's just something that's been on the table for a while that you've been looking at and you're like, okay, I'm gonna get rid of that. Today's the day. And then you go and you walk by it. Nope. Today is the day. Go pick it up. Get up right now. Whatever you're doing, stand up right now. Walk over to the table. Pick that 1 thing up. I'll wait. Okay, I'm done waiting. Get up. Go do it. Pick it up and go put it in the trash. Now, a way to help you do this would be to incorporate maybe the 4-box method. If you have a space to do this in the garage, keep the 4 boxes out so that way you know what you want to do with whatever it is that you're getting rid of. These are my 3 ways to help you declutter, and I'm all in. So I want to do the minimalist game myself. I'm going to be doing it every day. On day 1, you get rid of 1 thing. Day 2, you get rid of 2 things. On day 3, I mean, I think you guys can pick up what I'm throwing down. So let's do this. Let's try this together. If you want, you can join my group, Levity and Light, on Instagram. We're going to be talking about this journey. January is always that kind of cleansing month. So let's get it started. A resolution, okay? No promises about anything. Let's just take this 1 day at a time. All right, take what you need, leave the rest, leave a comment for me, share this with somebody who could use this, and let's just keep this twisted party going. Bye.